wonder of sunset at evening, the wonder at sunrise I see. But the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me. Oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. Oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. There's the wonder of springtime and harvest, the sky, the stars, the sun. But the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is a wonder that's only begun. Oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. Oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves you, just to think that God loves you.
All right, God bless you.
Can I stand up beside you here?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. I have a son, Ron.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He comes to Ottawa every summer. Yes.
My dad has a son, Ron, too.
Hey. Are you? You're not Ron?
Yeah, I am.
You are Ron.
I'm the one.
You look like it. Yes.
And that's me.
Bless you.
Well, George, you have just done a new book and a CD, and I just want to hold that up because this is filled with wonderful stories from hymns and famous gospel songs that either you've written or you've been associated with or you've sung over the years. And it's called How Sweet the Sound. And I just thought maybe some memories that might be coming back to your mind as you've been visiting some of your old stomping grounds here in the Ottawa area. And one particular one maybe you could reflect on is when you were 18 years of age.
Yes.
And the song Just As I Am. Tell us that story.
Yes. I remember in the Sunnyside Church, my father was having a special week of services with Reverend Fred Suffield. And I was 18, and I needed to be attended to by the Lord, you know? But I was kind of fighting a little bit and kind of backsliding somewhat. I was in the back seat, and Dad made his way quietly down the aisle and put his hand on my shoulder. He said, "I think the night could be the night, son." And I loved whatever Dad did. I believed in that man. So I went up there and let him on the Methodist altar, you know, and gave my heart to Christ. Mm. Forget it.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say that several years ago, I was telling Mr. Graham about this experience of how, as one who loved to sing, even then, I could hardly wait for the Just As I Am to come along because it seemed to relieve me as I sing it, you know. And I said to Mr. Graham, "Have you ever thought of saying at the invitation time, as the choir sings, you know, people weren't given an opportunity to sing, and, you know, I sang my conviction away." It's great.
And that Just As I Am song, then he started singing at the end of his crusades, and it became his signature song.
It surely did.